what is wrong with the dog's appetite? They hardly touch their lunch.
Maybe the mailman was enough.
Benson, did Marcy leave a number where she can be reached?
No, what's the problem?
I would prefer talking to Marcy.
Well, so would I, but she's on vacation. What do you need?
I need help.
You've needed help for a long time.
Go ahead, Benson. Dump on me. That's what she did.
Who?
Betty Green.
Betty Green. Oh, yeah. Real pretty. About so high. Red hair, blue eyes, a lot of lip gloss.
Unforgettable, wasn't she?
Especially with you flopping around after her like a seal in mating season.
Well, that's my style. I gotta be me.
Somebody has to.
Thanks a lot, Benson.
Oh, come on, Taylor. I've taken my lumps. It happens.
But we were developing such a beautiful relationship, and now all of a sudden she won't return my calls. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't concentrate.
You sure can talk.
And the worst thing is that I've been neglecting my duties.
You certainly aren't making my duties any easier. What's this?
Did you find your gum? Well, what is it? A bug?
A bug? Did you say a bug?
It's all right, Krause, I got it.
Good God, you're right. Now, how did that get in here?
Maybe Krause left the screen door open.
I did not!
Look around, Taylor, no telling how many got in.
Vince, do you realize what this could mean? Why, there must be mics all over the house.
No, Mike's not all over the house. Mike's probably outside in the garden. Let's go see.
Ah, good idea. But first, let me clarify that joking reference I made to neglecting my duties. Actually, I'm turning out more work than ever. And that girl means nothing to me.
What is he doing?
What am I doing? Tell her, Benson.
He bet me $10 that he could lift this chair by one leg.
Good. I'm in for 10, too, Taylor.
She's in for 10, too, Taylor. This could be big.
Yes!
Nice try. Come on, let's go outside. I'll catch you payday.
Really done something wrong this time.
Oh, no, Katie, you didn't do anything wrong. Just that Lieutenant Gordon here has found listening devices in every room in the mansion except your room and the little bathroom downstairs.
Folks, we've got a real problem here. I suggest we all sit down.
Benson, might as well be comfortable.
That's why I'm standing, sir.
Can we begin?
Well, where's Miss Cross?
Well, she went to the market. I'll fill her in later.
First of all, let me say this is a real professional job. It's the best work I've seen in years. These guys are real pros, the best.
Nice to know that some people still take pride in their work.
Governor, these people aren't writing Bibles on the head of a pin. They're trying to find something to use against you.
Benson, who are you, Columbo? How do you know why these people are recording us?
Gentlemen, I think you're getting into my area. I think I can clear this up. Now, first of all, we don't know who did it, we don't know how they did it, and we don't know why they did it.
Well, that certainly clears that up.
Do you have any clues?
None whatsoever. Any questions?
Yeah. How'd you ever make lieutenant?
Sir,
Why don't we work at your office down at the Capitol until this matter is straightened out?
I'm afraid that's bugged, too.
Oh, I don't believe this.
You're strangling my Pooh Bear.
I'm sorry.
If you want to stay in my room, please don't abuse my toys.
You brute.
Please, we have a real problem here, and we're trying to find a solution.
There is a very simple solution, sir. Just yank all the bugs out of here.
We could do that.
Well, then let's do it.
Whatever you say, sir.
But if we tear them out, how are we going to trace it back to the guys that did it?
We can't.
Then we shouldn't tear them out.
We shouldn't.
Whatever you say, sir.
Lieutenant, do you have an opinion?
Several.
Could you pick one?
What do you want to know?
Anything.
Well, judging by the quality of the work and the cost of the hardware, we're dealing with a big-time operation here. You're talking your omnidirectionals. You're talking your wood panel implants. You're talking crystal-controlled.
You're talking gibberish.
Lieutenant, I think what Benson means is, what should we do?
You want the bottom line.
Are you getting paid by the hour?
If you want to catch them, leave them in. If you don't want to be bothered, take them out.
Sir, we have a state to run here. We discuss some very sensitive issues. There is no choice. Just pull them out.
Governor, if you don't go after these guys, who will? There may be risks involved, but you can't let them get away with this. I say we leave them in and nail these guys.
All right, Lieutenant. I think it's worth a try. The bugs stay.
Governor? I think you made a big mistake.
Oh, yes. I think next time I'll stand.
Just bear one thing in mind, sir. I understand you have to watch what you say, but if we're going to catch these guys, you've got to speak as you normally do.
I love you.
You know, that's funny, because I was getting the feeling you just didn't like me.
That's mine, Benson.
Oh, Katie, you have an admirer?
It's just some guy at school. Nothing serious.
Well, it must be serious. He wrote it in orange crayon.
Betty Green used to send notes on scented stationery. Then one day, they just stopped coming.
I want to thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity to catch these guys. I can't wait to meet the person who's responsible for this really splendid piece of work.
Whose side is this guy on? More and more every day.
Come on, it'll only take a minute to jog down to the rear gate.
Yeah, but it'll take you 20 minutes to carry me back up. You go ahead without me this time.
Okay. But first I'm gonna kneel here for a while and count my blessings.
Count your what?
My blessings. Benson, do you know how lucky I am to be loved and cherished?
Sounds like Crayon Man struck again.
Talking about someone else. Benson, you know my father, the governor?
Yes, we've met.
Doesn't he remind you of another famous man who was tall and thin? One of the great presidents?
Yeah, Millard Fillmore.
Come on, Abraham Lincoln. My father's just like Honest Abe.
Come on, Katie, I've got work to do, sweetheart.
My father's the most honest man in the world.
Right.
He's kind and good, too.
Right.
He's the best father I've ever met.
Come on, Katie, it's time to go outside and jog and run out of breath.
He's even better than Hal Grady's father, and he knows two of the Bee Gees.
Windows, done. Floors, done. Supervise an incredibly elaborate luncheon, which, by the way, was very successful. All done.
All done without you lifting a finger, Kraus.
Oh, Benson, you have such a wonderful sense of humor.
You're pretty funny yourself, too, Kraus.
Regrets. I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through. Really? without exemption.
Taylor.
Sir?
I'm going to say it. Senator Rhinegrove is a weasel.
Sir, I'm sure you didn't mean what you just said.
Oh, no, you want me to say it again? Senator Rhinegrove does not represent the best interests of the state. Only the